finally, folks, George Hoffheimer back in the studio lounge, and Sekou Vermees. Did I get the name right?
You got it.
Yes.
Yes. Hey, and we're talking about centers of excellence, war for talent. Correct. I got it right this time around.
Yes.
So give us some specifics here. What's George, you want to start out just to kind of kick things off here?
Yeah, sure. So we've got five centers of excellence that we're focused in on five different topics around issues that matter to the future of credit unions, as has been told to us by our research council, a group of CEOs that say, hey, these are the topics that are really interesting for us. And the last center that we've opened is at the University of Texas with Sekou.
Oh, Hook 'em Horns. All right.
Hook 'em Horns, yeah. And it's around the, it's a not too subtle reference right here. But, you know, it's all around the concept of, you know, how do we attract, retain, develop leaders within the credit union? So how do we be more deliberate about it? And this is the one topic that always kind of rose to the top when we asked representatives from the industry what matters for the future.
Well, our industry is, I don't know, it's old. I mean, I'm trying to put it blatantly, because the average age is what, of a member is like 47, 48, 49, something, pushing 50 basically. So to have folks like you coming in here and taking the reins would be huge. It would just bring that down, and it's the furtherment of our industry. It's almost like a succession plan almost. So where do you come in, Sekou? What's
So this is my research area, so I'm the brains behind the operation, I hope. My goal is to kind of put together the research that looks at attraction strategies, development selection strategies of talent, and then retention, right? So these are issues that are really critical and vital to credit unions. And I'm going to try to find insights, develop ways through the research that credit unions can improve kind of the way they go out and fight for talent, recruit good people, et cetera.
Well, how can we recruit these young folks out there? What's attracting you to credit unions?
Yeah, you know, I try to use a theory-driven or use empirics. I like evidence. And so what we know about attraction in general is that people look and say, okay, is this an organization that I identify with? And so the first step, I think, is understanding what are the aspects of the organization that the credit unions have that they think is most important, that differentiates them from others, and then how to make sure we connect that with people who might be interested so that they are aware. One of the biggest things that I hear just talking to people today is they came to the credit union industry by happenstance, by, you know,
feet. You just kind of stumbled on it.
Yeah, but once they were there, they're like, this is great. This kind of pulls together a lot of things. And so that's not a great strategy, per se, but it's good. So just kind of want to tap into that and figure out some ways to help credit unions with getting new blood in.
Gotcha. And so how is Filene, how are you guys pushing it specifically? I mean, we can talk overview, but specifically, what are you guys doing to kind of push this?
Yeah, so on an annual basis, we're going to issue research. We're going to issue about three research projects a year. And then we also hold a research colloquium, fancy term for a meeting. on September 15th, we're going to be in Austin, where we get to talk about research in progress, research that we're interested in, and people from the practitioner community and the credit union community that are doing some interesting things on the war for talent as a way to kind of advance the topic and hopefully be something that people can apply. Because this is not just research for research sake, it's to help people win that war for talent.
Indeed. So this is all starting, right? So when do we expect some results? Or is this still kind of a long way off down the road?
Tomorrow.
9 a.m. Wow, no, I like that.
We work quick.
I like that.
You know, I mean, research takes time, and Sekou probably knows that it takes even more time than I do. We're getting started. We have a research group of our research council that will be help advising us on what are issues and topics that really matter to you. And we got to collect the data, and then we got to come to conclusions with data. But we're kind of off to a good start about how we may get started on the research agenda. Yeah.
So we'll be reaching out to companies that are interested in helping us figure these things out by kind of opening up, open to experimentation, open to thinking through some improvement ways, ways they can improve attraction, selection, et cetera. And, you know, I always want to be quick. I want to have something. So at this colloquia, the goal is to have something that we can demonstrate to show that people didn't know before.
Okay. So I just lost my train of thought.
Oh, boy.
So that's always fun in the middle of an interview.
When are we going to have results?
Got that one. Yeah, so and goals, all that good stuff. And, darn. had a really good question
it's
for you.
It's a war out there. We're
so
talent.
It's war.
Talent will be one in the
Country Word Association.
Yeah. Darn. Any last words to wrap up?
I think the primary thing I've been saying is most organization leaders will say our people are our best asset, but actually implementing that is really complex and difficult. So we want to provide the resources to help organizations kind of navigate that.
And I just remembered my question.
There you go.
How can credit unions help out? What can they do in this whole thing? Is there anything that they can do to help out this whole research project?
I'll take that and let Sekou add to it. You know, participate. The only way that we can issue really valuable and useful and actionable research is if people kind of open up their credit unions and their organizations to experimentation, data collection, because you know we have all of these concepts and theories that we want to test, and the only way to test them to see if they're real and they're true is to collect data and test them against our hypotheses. Yeah. So that's one way. Come to our colloquia. You know, it's a great way to kind of see the research in three dimensions.
Okay.
And then, you know, I think the third way is to, you know, when the research is actually issued, to actually read it, engage with it, and share with your teams because it's going to be some really good stuff.
Okay. Well, I think the phrase "more the merrier" is appropriate in this instance. So very cool, guys. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Sekou. All right. Nice to meet you. Yeah. Welcome, Horns.
Thanks.
George, always a pleasure, man.
Yeah.
Good job.
All right.
I was the one who goofed up.
All right.